This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Wanted to let you know, friends, we are going to get the church militant. Where is it? Bradley, you've been talking about doing this for 2 and 3 days. No, I know, and you get caught up in the moment, and I only have 1 hour per day allotted to me, and I'm grateful for it, to share the information in which I have during that particular time. So we will get to it. And just know this, that if we say that we're going to get to it, we're going to get to it sooner or later. And we're going to be talking about the church militant. Where is it at in just a moment before we do that? Facebook, Twitter, Google, big tech companies, are, for those that did not know, subversive to American government. By the way, this is brand new on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Say that again. Facebook, Twitter, Google, Yahoo, the list goes on. Did you know, friends, that they're being subversive to American government? Well, what does that mean? Tending to subvert. Having a tendency to overthrow and ruin. Remember, if you put John Adams, the second president, his statement in which he made over 200 years ago, it'll make perfect sense. He said, our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Subversive means to work, circumvent, tear down. Again, subversive, Webster's 1828. Having a tendency to overthrow and ruin. If you go to the word subversion, means, defined Webster's 1828, entire overthrow, an overthrow of the foundation, utter ruin, as the subversion of a government or state, the subversion of the Constitution or laws, it defines out to be in Webster's 1828. Is that not interesting? Boy, oh boy, Bradley. Boy, oh boy, you were right about that one. Yeah, I was. Man, I can read properly because I wasn't the one that wrote it. I'd just seen what was wrong with what was happening through the likes of Facebook, Twitter, Google, Yahoo, so on and so forth, and their subversiveness to American government. Well, what if I told you again that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, and other big tech companies are subversive to American governments? And what they're advocating is completely illegal in this country. Oh, man, you know, when you do your homework, you can't not be right for the most part. And I'm doing live radio. And I want you to hear this quote by none other than Abraham Lincoln. Because it's very telling, and it will be a good way to start this off He said, public sentiment is everything. With public sentiment, nothing can fail. Without it, nothing can succeed. Public opinion in this country is everything. Continuously appeal to the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, and the love of the world, which, by the way, it tells us in 1 John, which is not of the Father, it's the spirit of Antichrist. Okay? Well, if I can get you away from that, guess what? I can control you. And this is why they're so busy 24/7 trying to subvert, trying to demoralize the American people. I mean, Facebook sells itself as an American online social networking service company. Apparently, it is not only for those who are willing to socialize in pushing the same illegal propaganda. And this is my point. Again, what are you saying, Bradley? They have their own platform. I'll get to that as well. And I'll show you that is not true, according to law. If you go to Facebook, they advocate and advance homosexuality and sodomy. Jude 1:7. Read it when you get a moment. For those that have not taken the time to peruse the United States Constitution and its enumerated laws, you may want to do so. That is, if you would like to remain a free people, read 2 Corinthians 3:17. In every state in our union, homosexuality, sodomy, friends, according to state statute, is a felony. But what if you just, I don't know, use some musicians, some politicians, some actors, just to promote it just a little bit, or make it funny like they did in a sitcom called Three's Company back in the 80s. Yeah, so they don't take it serious any longer. Well, it's very serious in the sight of God and man, and especially the victims, friends. But isn't it interesting how Facebook and Twitter and Google and Yahoo and all these big tech companies, they're advocating that which is illegal in the United States of America. And don't tell me, well, the U.S. Supreme Court said so. Let me tell you something, friends. Again, their job is to discover and apply law, not to create law, not to tear down law and recreate one that looks just like themselves and their devilish images. Okay? They're not the final arbiter of anything. And yet the American people, from the church to the government, stand back and act like whatever they say must go. Baloney. No enactment of man can be considered law if it contradicts God's moral law, said William Blackstone. Period. It's that simple. Again, in every state in our union, homosexuality and sodomy is a felony, yet Facebook and these big tech companies push it like it's normal. I mean, these big tech companies are banning and censoring people who are making reference to our constitutional laws, Romans 3:20, and exposing the crimes of those who are guilty as charged with the use of the revisionist, and now they call it hate speech. Just think about that. Take note, and it's important that you catch this, that whenever lawless people make reference to the word hate, I'll say that again. Whenever lawless people make reference to the word hate, read Isaiah 5:20, please. It is always leveled at the law that exposes them for that of which they are guilty of. Read Psalm 109, verse 4. Read John 7:7, read John 15:17 through 19, as well as 22. Again, that whenever lawless people make reference to the word hate, it is always leveled at the law that exposes them for which they are guilty of. It's like a criminal calling a cop or a police officer the fuzz or the pigs. You know how they call them names? Well, the cops are only there to enforce the law because they love their freedoms. You get the point.
The Sons and Daughters of Liberty. I know you've heard that name before, but who are they and what does that have to do with the Sons of Liberty? The Sons and Daughters of Liberty are a group of faithful men and women who have decided to do something about the problems that we see in America today. They are those who have made it a point to faithfully support our ministry on a monthly basis. They have said, I am tired of hearing about all the problems. It's time for me to be a part of the answers. They choose whatever level of giving is right for them and are consistently part of a team that is reaching this nation with the truth and the gospel of Jesus Christ. And you can be a part of it too. How do you join the team? Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button. There are different levels of membership for you to choose from, or you can create your own and plug in the amount that's right for you. Join today and have the satisfaction of knowing that you're doing your part to create a better future for tomorrow and our posterity. We thank God for each and every one of our faithful supporters and hope that you will join together with us to restore this nation back unto Christ, the only hope for America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We can take calls today. We're going to be talking about the church militant. Where is it at in just a couple of moments? Right now, I'm just covering the fact that Facebook, Twitter, Google, and these big tech companies are subversive to American government. What they are advocating, friends, is illegal. I just gave you a quote by none other than Abraham Lincoln, who knew how to work it better than anybody did during his time, didn't he? He said, our government rests in public opinion. Whoever can change public opinion can change the government practically just so much. That's the definition of being subversive. They're not following the rule of law that God gave, which keeps us free. Right? Jesus said, to whom the Son maketh free is free indeed. That's right. It's a spiritual liberation. In obedience to the law that he fulfilled, which is real grace in definition. Webster's 1828. Look it up. Also read Romans 3:31 when you get a moment. We establish the law through faith. We don't tear it down, though we're saved by grace, through faith, and that not of ourselves. And what did he create us to be? Workmen, right? Workmen. And again, you don't do the works to get saved, you do the works because you are saved. But again, listen to this. Our government rests in public opinion. No, it does not. Whoever can change public opinion can change the government practically just so much. Just appease the people, please the people. Appeal, allure them through the lust of the flesh. Give them what they want. Create a world that looks just like the God that they want to serve, namely themselves. Folks, this is subversive. This is the definition of subversion. Where are all the good attorneys to take it to these big tech companies? I'm curious. Right before the end of the last segment, I said that whenever lawless people make reference to the word hate, Isaiah 5:20, by the way, says they put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. They put light for darkness, darkness for light. These are the same people that are going to put hate for love and love for hate. And that's why you need to look up these scriptures when I give you references. Psalm 109, verse 4. For my love, they were my adversaries, said King David. For his love, his obedience to God. They hated him because he obeyed God. In John 7, 7, when Jesus was talking to his brothers, he said, the world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify against the deeds of it. They are evil, Jesus said. And in John 15, 17 through 19, as well as verse 22, keep in mind, he said, listen, this is my commandment, that you love one another. But if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And in verse 22, what's he talking about? He took the cloak of covering from off of their sin. They couldn't hide themselves from the prophetic eye of the captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ. You know, there's a spirit of the world, friends. Read 1 John 4, as a matter of fact. And there's a spirit of God. And the world hears the spirit of the world. And they hate this spirit of God. And yet they think they love God. And it's interesting how many people profess to be Christians, yet the Lord condemns certain sins that they attempt to justify. How does that work? No, no, no. Every jot and tittle, not one word shall pass away until all of his law is fulfilled. Not one jot nor one tittle, the smallest part. It'll all be fulfilled. Think not that I come to destroy the law. I come not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law. Matthew 5:17. So you understand, friends, those that uphold the law, those are the ones that love their God and their people. In the natural, the people that uphold the law are those that love their governments and their people. Okay? So let's put this into perspective. Let's go back to Facebook here. And Twitter and Google and the big tech companies. I mean, have you ever taken the time just to prove the point to see the advocacy that Facebook gives to organizations that murder innocent babies? This might come as a surprise to some people, but it will be quite telling as to prove my point. Proverbs 6:17 says, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, yet Facebook, did you know, they stand strong with the murderers like that of Planned Parenthood in giving them the charity funding to, listen carefully, Facebook gave to charity funding to that funds and to that which funds Planned Parenthood to the tune of $992 million. Okay, well, what does that have to do with Facebook? Well, maybe that explains why Facebook illegally censors pro-life Facebook pages. Hey, friends, killing is illegal in this country, Exodus 20, verse 13. But again, these big tech companies, they advocate that which God clearly condemns. It's subversive to American governments. Where are the attorneys that understand the common sensity of what I'm bringing forth? I mean, outside of the fact that the American Constitution already prohibits abortion, the late Supreme Court Justice Anthony Scalia stated, the Constitution contains no right to abortion. Of course not. And the only ones that subject themselves to this tyranny are those that want to subject themselves to this sort of tyranny. Those that are guilty of abortion. Those that don't want to do anything about the innocent concerning, again, the innocent in the womb. I mean, here, let me say it another way. I can say with absolute certainty that 58 million murdered babies prayed for the American people to obey God. 1 John 2:6. To preserve that which has been terminated, namely their little innocent lives. Sodomy is illegal, as I highlighted. Abortion is illegal, and yet these big tech companies make themselves the law when silencing, censoring, and banning those who are on the side of the law. Think about this, America. The law is on your side. Just think about that. They're advocating. They're being subversive to American government. And this is how they are doing it. Through the ignorance of the American people that don't know the law. That haven't taken the time to say thank you to those that fought, bled, and died. Magnifying the very laws that you're allowing these people to tear down. just like the politicians, just like the whores and the hirelings in the pulpit. Well, what about the Muslims? The Muslims that are attempting to infiltrate America to conquer. I mean, I'm talking about groups like the Council on American Islamic Relations, CARE, you know, notice the acronym again, who have declared out of their own mouths to overthrow the United States as we know it. I mean, friends, this is treason committed by these companies that are giving cover to those who mean to destroy the USA. Think about what's going on. And again, only to further solidify the point that I have been making, and I know I'm right. Folks, I just watched a video this morning, a real short video of those in Belgium that are openly, the politicians are openly bragging about how their country is going to be turned into an Islamic state by 2030. This is being used on a global scale because it is the modern version, friends. ISIS is the modern version of the SS back in the 30s. And again, if you don't know history, friends, history is repeating itself today. They mean to give over those that mean to destroy for a moment. They're being used as a political battering ram right now as well. The Muslims are, just like the homosexuals, just like the socialists, just like the Democrats, just like those that are caught up into the game and those that have departed wickedly from a living God. Okay, and it's catching up to you little by little. Your friends, you're drawing the seed of violence nigh unto yourselves by saying that this will never happen in our time. No, you are hastening judgment. You are daring the justice of God, and you're getting a response. And I said it. You've been warned about it. Again, what are the Muslims? They're committing treason. And these companies that are advocating and giving cover to them that mean to destroy the United States of America are committing treason as well. I mean, are these companies above the law? We're talking about big tech companies. Does the law apply only to us peasants, America? I mean, folks, the law is there to protect the weak from the strong. We are seeing just the exact opposite today. Yet when you expose the crimes of those who are coming into America, not to assimilate, this is who I'm talking to, but rather to conquer. Somehow, according to these big tech companies, this is a violation to their said terms, their company's terms. Really? Wow. They're operating in the United States of America, antithetical to the laws of the United States of America. How does that work? It doesn't work. And then furthermore, what they do is they browbeat and censor the freedom of speech, which is aligned with our laws, which in turn exposes again their crimes. You know what Socrates said, right, friends? He said, when the debate is lost, slander becomes the tool of the loser. Yeah, are you getting that? When the debate is lost, slander becomes the tool of the losers. That's all they have left. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Michael has killed at least 10 people and left a tremendous number of others unaccounted for in Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. Michael is the fourth most powerful storm on record to hit the United States and the worst since Hurricane Camille in 1969. Democratic Senator Bill Nelson of Florida also has another comparison for Hurricane Michael.
Not since the monster Hurricane Andrew in 1992. That is the comparison to this one. It was near a Cat 5 and it leveled everything.
A Turkish court freed American pastor Andrew Brunson on Friday after he spent nearly 2 years in jail and more time under house arrest after he was charged with terrorism and espionage. Brunson's sister Lauren joined Fox News shortly after the news broke.
I'd like to thank President Trump and Vice President Pence and Secretary of State Pompeo. And
you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, Facebook, Bradley Dean. You know that they banned me now for 60 days over the last, I still got like 15 days to go on my person. Folks, listen, again, we're talking about this right now. They're banning people for lawful speech. And they're attempting to add strength to tyranny by doing so, if you let them. Facebook is Bradley Dean. Twitter's Bradley Dean, one for what it's worth. They're slowly depleting accounts. They want to put out your light little by little, incrementally. It's exactly what they're doing. And they're attempting to do, but it's beyond attempting, friends. They're doing it on my Twitter account, folks. They're dropping it like, probably 1,000 every 2 days. And they're doing it slowly as if to suggest that I don't see what they're doing. With that said, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you want to check out Sons of Liberty Media on YouTube, Bradley Dean, do so. Punch in any of those words that will pull up. We have hundreds of videos bringing about the answer to bring about resolve concerning the issues that you complain about on a daily basis. But I can tell you the way it happens is when the people get involved. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We were talking about getting to the church militant. Where is it? I said if we talk about it, we will get to it. it's probably going to be tomorrow before we get to it. Again, it's just this important that I hit this. This is what happens. You get things on your heart, and then you get going on these little branches off the tree, and it's like, wait a second, the people need to hear this. The people need to know this, and this affects everybody. And what I'm doing my best to do here, friends, is lay the axe to the root of the tree so we quit messing with the branches on it with all these little minuscule debates going on that are unlawful. With that said, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. When we're talking about Facebook, Twitter, Google, ETC, big tech companies, and how they're being subversive to American government, again, listen to the definition of subversion in Webster's 1828 dictionary. An entire overthrow, an overthrow of the foundation, utter ruin as the subversion of a government or state, the subversion of the Constitution or laws. Well, that's all I've been doing is highlighting, friends, these big tech companies that are continuously overthrowing the U.S. Constitution using a unconstitutional, unlawful method, of course, that Abraham Lincoln coined and used on a daily basis. He said, our government rests in public opinion. Baloney. That's a democracy. Whoever can change public opinion can change the government practically just so much. We'll just get rid of God's moral law. Of course, that's what's been going on for a long, long time in this country. That which they advocate has no lawful standing. Wow, when America figures that out about the ACLU and the SPLC and many of these other organizations, CARE now is a new one, friends. You can ignore that one, too. See how much damage they can do? Because they're doing it. Now, the good thing is now they're having to answer to a federal judge for their crimes against we the people. Good. But we need to deal with the ACLU in such a fashion, as well as other organizations like the SPLC and ETC. Socrates said, when the debate is lost, slander becomes the tool of the loser. That's exactly what these big tech companies are doing. But they're doing it by force. They make up words like Islamophobia and call those opposed to Islam Islamophobes. It is not Islamophobia. It is common sense to enforce the law against those who have such a long history of doing harm to the innocent. It is common sense to protect ourselves from such a vicious and a violent people. Common sense. I mean, look at Twitter, moving on, and the filth that they spew out on a daily basis. Busy trying to demoralize the people by advocating unlawful content and activity. Then they sit back and shadow ban and censor other people's content because it does not fall into the same filthy, reprobate state as their own. Read Jeremiah 6:30. I hope you're catching this. I hope you're tracking, friends. I mean, how telling is this? How un-American and, again, obviously illegal? And, of course, they get away with it because the people think that they have a lawful stance to do so. Not true. Oh, I can hear someone in the background say, well, this is a free market capitalism. This is free market capitalism. Really? Free. Keep that in mind. Free. Live radio. Just got a thought here. King David said in Psalm 119, verse 45, he said, I will walk about in freedom, for I have sought your precepts. Going to the King James Version. I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts, that which you have entrusted me with. Wow. So there's true freedom. Free markets, folks, don't define freedom from God's perspective to man's perspective in the reprobate state, because there's a difference between that and licentiousness. Do you hear me? There's a difference between that and licentiousness. Bradley, man, this is just like, okay. You know, I do my best to define things that kids can understand, And I know it gets to the point sometimes where people really don't, and it's not demeaning, it's just some people are doing other things, and legit things, by the way. But it's interesting to note that I always lay things out where a kid can understand it, or a child will understand it. Listen to this. This is Fisher Ames. He's the architect of the First Amendment. He said, "A democracy is a volcano which conceals the fiery materials of its own destruction." It's important that you understand that premise, okay? That foundation is a democracy. There is no foundation. "These will produce an eruption and carry desolation in their way. The known propensity of a democracy is to licentiousness, excessive license, which the ambitious call and ignorant believe to be liberty." It is never for one's good to disobey what God forbids. Never. Ever. And what I'm highlighting right now, friends, is freedom. That's a free market, right? This is the next point. Bradley, it's a free market. This is their platform. They can do whatever they want to do with it. Well, I mean, after all, they can do what they want to do because it is their platform, right? Really? To use the law against the law that keeps us free and declaring that which is illegal, that somehow or another now it's legal because they say so, by illegally monopolizing, banning, censoring, and adhering to the same policies that are un-American and unconstitutional, that's free market capitalism. Hey, friends, there's nothing free about it. It's tyranny in action. Okay? Are you still not convinced? By the way, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. What do you think of the banks? Take this correlation, if you will. What do you think of the banks that refuse to give credit in purchasing guns or ammo in circumventing Constitution and federal laws? Constitutional and federal laws. Here, I'll say it again. What do you think of the banks, because this is what the banks have done, what do you think of the banks that refuse to give credit in purchasing guns or ammo in circumventing the Constitution and federal laws? Now are you starting to get what I'm saying? I mean, again, friends, we the people have the right to bear arms. Yet banks are now saying, listen to what I said, banks, those that are monopolizing against we the people because they want absolute control over every facet of their lives. Banks are now saying we will no longer extend credit to those that have a God-given right to do so. Hey, friends, this is dictatorial. This is totalitarianism. This is tyrannical in every way. Now the banks are refusing to give money to those that they don't feel should have the money to express their freedom and their right to bear arms? Is that okay? Because that's what these big tech companies are doing concerning freedom of speech. I mean, what happens when the electric company no longer agrees with what I lawfully say? Are they going to come in and shut my electricity off and say that they did it lawfully? Because this is what the big tech companies are doing right now, friends. For those that have not thought this through, it's exactly what they're doing. What they're doing is they're garnering control over the people's lives. And again, keep in mind, they have to demoralize you first and foremost, friends. Because once they demoralize you, friends, it's all over with. They have control. And this is why they're spending so much time working against the children in public schools. I wish people would think things through. I really do. What happens when the electric company, friends, no longer likes what I have to say? And again, keep in mind, I'm speaking lawfully, not unlawfully. I'm not advocating for that which is illegal. And they come in and say, you know what, we're going to shut down your electricity and say that they did it lawfully. Is that lawful? Well, most people with a bit of common sense are going to say, no, they can't do that. Well, then let me ask you, why are big tech companies doing it? So, friends, I'm going to get to the telephone company next. And I got a couple more points I want to make before we're done. Sons of Liberty Radio.com. One more segment. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
What I like most about Bradley Dean Ministries is that it doesn't really bother him if it would be offensive to someone or someone would take it the wrong way. He just very confidently always speaks the gospel.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Oh, Heaven says the number one, number two show right now, friends, out of 87 different radio stations and shows available on Genesis Communication Networks. 1-866-582-9933. Where are you at? This is the problem. This is the problem. Facebook, Twitter, Google are subversive to American government. Where are the attorneys that can see the simplicity of what's taking place here? Now, the reason that there's very few that were or are willing to take it to big tech companies is because they're sworn to the bar. In other words, let me put it this way in spiritual language. They've made void the commandments of God by adhering to the commandments of men. We get that? Just wanted to make sure. Subversive, subversion of big tech companies. They're violating law. They're doing exactly what that of Abraham Lincoln and his suggestion, his method, in destroying a republic. Our government rests in public opinion. Whoever can change public opinion can change the government practically just so much. Oh, such little men. I know there's many that think that, you know, the image of Christianity today is very effeminate. It's so unscriptural, friends, in so many different ways. He's called the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. He's called the Man of War. He's called the Prince of Peace. Friends, the Captain of our Salvation. Folks, all the names and characteristics of a warrior. Oh, little men today. They don't understand that Christianity is a warfare from the very beginning of the day to the very end of the day, and even in between. They don't understand Christianity whatsoever. As a matter of fact, if you go over to E.M. Bounds, he said the Christian life is no picnic or excursion. It is not entertainment or a pleasure trip. It involves effort, wrestling, and struggling. Acts 14:22, read it. It demands putting forth the full energy of your spirit in order to frustrate the foe and to be in the end more than a conqueror. Romans 8:37, read it. It's not a flower-strewn path, no rose-scented affair from start to finish. It is spiritual warfare. It is a battle, not a game. From the moment they draw their spiritual swords, Christian warriors are compelled to endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, 2 Timothy 2:3. Oh, friends, I've worked with people in ministry for years that when they were in the ministry, man, it was all about understanding the cross. And then they got around a new group of people, and the first thing they wanted to do was forget the cross. Read 1 John 2. Had they been among us, they would have not left, but they did. Friends, because they say that the Christian walk is not a militant one. Oh, how you've been deceived. Oh, how little of the Christian walk do you understand. John Calvin said, whosoever the Lord has adopted and deemed worthy of his fellowship ought to prepare themselves for a hard, toilsome, and unquiet life crammed with very many and various kinds of evil. Whoa. What of John G. Lake? Christianity did not go into the world apologizing. It went to slay the powers of darkness and undo the works of the devil, and it lived in holy triumph. Well, how does that happen? Well, it happens through a warfare. You know, those that will be persecuted for my name's sake, Jesus said. You know, those that many of you will die for my name's sake. You know, does any of this sound familiar? To those that love their life will lose it, and those that lose their life will find it for my sake. Right? And remember Jesus when he turned around in the book of John chapter, I believe, 20. And he looked at his disciples after his resurrection and he showed them the holes from the nails that were pierced through his hands and his feet. And he breathed upon them the Holy Ghost. And he said, as the Father sent me, so I send you. Oh, how foreign this is to the American church in so many different ways. What a misconception many people have of the Christian life. How little the average church member appears to know of the character of the conflict and its demands upon them. How ignorant they seem to be of the enemies they must encounter if they are to serve God faithfully, succeed in getting to heaven, and receive the crown of life. Read Matthew 7:13. They scarcely seem to realize that the world, the flesh, and the devil will oppose them and their onward march every step of the way. Nope, this is foreign to them. They don't understand it. That's why they don't know the Christ. That's why they can't hear the Holy Ghost. The devil will oppose their onward march and will totally defeat them unless they give themselves to constant vigilance and unceasing prayer. Oh, how foreign this is to the American church today. E.M. Bounds said, and it is just at this point I mean to highlight the professed church's greatest defects. There is little to nothing of the soldier element in it. 2 Timothy 2:3, read it. The discipline, self-denial, spirit of hardship, and determination that belong to the military life and are so prominent in it are lacking in Christianity today. Yet, my friends, the Christian life is warfare from the beginning to the very end. Oh, my goodness. How I worked with people in ministry that declared they understood everything that was going on as they were watching me, the overseer of the church, being attacked 2 to 3 times a week by the media. Oh, Bradley, it's not a military lifestyle. No, of course not. That lot falls to me, not you. And yet I can't see where Jesus did that. I can't. Well, I'm not, Bradley, I'm not a prophet. I'm not an apostle. I'm a teacher. Okay. I'm a pastor. Okay. We still have this, you know, The same objective, the same end. Aim small, miss small. We're driving men to the foot of the cross with the use of God's moral law, Galatians 3:24 and Psalm 19:7. Oh, but that doesn't apply to you. Well, the Holy Ghost says he comes to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. How are you going to do that without the use of the law and giving them a knowledge of their sin and giving them a reason to repent? Romans 3:20, 2 Corinthians 7:10. Oh, my goodness, Bradley, you're wrecking my theology. That's my job. If you're not half angry with the preacher ain't doing his job, friends. Oh, how foreign Christianity is to America today. I was just ending the show with, during the last segment, that you're still not convinced. What do you think of the bank that refuses to give credit in purchasing guns or ammo and circumventing the Constitution and federal laws? Everybody's going to throw their hands up and say, oh, no. Well, that's what the big tech companies are doing. What about when the electric company no longer agrees with what I lawfully say? Are they going to come in and shut off my electricity and say that they did it lawfully? They have a right to do it. Really? Nope, everybody's going to throw up their hands and say, you can't do that. Well, then why are the big tech companies doing it? Or what of my telephone? What if they don't like my lawful speech, which exposes their conspiratorial alliance, which will be disannulled, Isaiah 28:18, with the state having control over my life by now calling it a hate speech? Will they decide to shut off my service? Friends, is that capitalism or is that tyranny? Common sense comes into play, but the big tech companies are getting away with it. It has been rightly said that those that mean to rule over you mean to silence you. Is that what is happening today? Of course it is. And all of it being done under the guise of being done legally because big money tech companies and corrupt politicians have said so. Baloney. George Washington said, if the freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like sheep to the slaughter. Make yourself sheep friends and the wolves will devour. And that's why big tech companies are doing what they're doing today, because you have made yourself sheep. Hey friends, the greatest danger to American freedom is a government that ignores the Constitution. The problem that we are experiencing today is that the American people don't realize that they are the government standing down and allowing a people that claim that they know better than we do. Friends, they are the problem. And furthermore, they are the ones that help create the problems, as well as are responsible to continue to give cover to the problems that they themselves have created, because again, it adds strength to tyranny and it gives the state more control over your lives. If an average business was to do even an inkling of what these big tech companies have done, that business would have been sued within the first month. I got a question for you, friends. What are you doing with the freedom that God has given to you? Is it right for these companies to do what they're not? Then deal with them. Most people will say, 99% of those, even those that oppose, they still have a conscience, which means with knowledge, know that this is wrong. But they agree with it because it stands on the side of idolatry, the God that they have created in their own minds to serve, which doesn't work for anybody in the end of the day. Read Hebrews 9:27. What are you doing with the freedom that God has given you? Freedom to do the right thing. It's time for Americans to not only resist this tyranny lawfully, but lawfully deal with it as well. I mean, after all, our forefathers left us an example to emulate. Is that true? Well, only you can answer it. Read 1 Timothy 6:12 and also read the Declaration of Independence. Talk to you in 23. See ya!
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.